Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water? 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly. But that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
It's Courtney from LA. And Mary, this is your last pod before you jet off and have your honeymoon, a well-deserved vacation.
I'm ready for it. I am ready for it.
What are you most looking forward to? What do you have like planned? Anything that you can give us? Like, you don't have to give specifics unless you want to.
Well, we have zero planned.
Awesome. That's a Mary vacation.
So, I mean, yeah, it's good that we have the plane flights. Like, we do have a driver because you needed to get a driver to the hotel. So I did do that. It's going to be a long ride. I think it's 90 minutes to 2 hours to the hotel. I have a long night tomorrow night or day or whatever.
So no excursions planned. Ideas of things you want to do?
No, I do. I want to go ziplining. I think they're like well known for chocolate, like a chocolate making class. I definitely want to get on a boat at some point. I want to get a massage. I want to have drinks. I want to be at the beach. I want to do it all. And we'll have like a really like a full, almost a full week. So
you have plenty of time to do things, like one activity a day, maybe, you know?
Yeah, I was thinking like two excursion days.
2 days of excursions and then
like leaving the property and such.
You know, I think
I'm okay with just relaxing.
I also think you could ask your hotel concierge and they'll like help you plan things. You know, the worst that happens is that you just lay.
I know.
Who doesn't love a horizontal?
I figured when we got there, we could figure out the rest. And based on like how we feel, because we have like a 11 o'clock flight on Friday night and then we land in Chicago. It's going to be 5 a.m. in Chicago. And then it's like a 3 hour layover. And then we leave Chicago at 9 a.m. And then we like land in St. Lucia at 4:30 in the afternoon. And then we have like that hour and a half to 2 hours. So it's like we're not getting to the hotel till Saturday at 7 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
But then I know what I'm going to do.
Okay, tell me.
I'm going to go to dinner when we get there.
Obviously.
And then I'm going to go to sleep at the hotel. And then I'll just go to sleep.
No drinks.
And then I'll wake up. No.
Drinks.
Dinner and drinks.
Oh, sorry.
But I feel like I'll be fine on Sunday because I'll.
You'll feel well rested. You'll sleep. Yeah. You'll sleep well that night. You'll have a good time. I'm excited for you.
Yeah. I hope it goes well.
Yeah, we'll miss you next week, but we'll lock it down here.
You got a good guest, though.
A great guest, you guys.
Do you get to tell them who it is?
It's my mom again. My mom's coming in. She's very excited. I said, Mom, last night I was telling her, I said, hey, New Beverly Hills is out. Also, still a mouth breather over here. I apologize, guys. But
you sound a lot better.
Oh, thank you. That makes me feel better. I don't feel better, but that's thank you. I go, Mom, New Beverly Hills. She goes, these women. And I go, what? She goes, I know, I got to watch it. I got to watch it for next week. I go, well, you don't really have to watch this week's. You just have to watch next week. She goes, well, how will I know what the storyline is if I don't watch this week's, Courtney?
I appreciate the commitment.
I agree. I was like, thank you. So that'll be like later next week because we have to work our schedules together. But she's, you know, she'll be back. And she's got opinions on this season.
Okay. And it's the season finale. Season finale of Miami and Beverly Hills. So
I have
a lot of things to say about Beverly Hills this week.
Oh, I like can't wait. It's wild. It's like, okay, we've got those season finales. It's like Summer House starts up next week. Vanderpump is on the roll. You know, I saw that they're changing Miami's reunion too. So it'll be the following Wednesday and Thursday. And then I believe the next Thursday, because then Erica's special is going to be taking over after the Beverly Hills reunion. And people are up in arms about this. I think it's a good thing. I prefer, remember that one time they did OC and they did like three episodes. They basically kind of did the same thing of a reunion. I kind of like that because usually the reunions aren't like, they're not as good as the season, right? We're getting a recap. We have like outside of.
I like, get it out of my way. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm here for it. I'm like, you're going to give me two episodes in a week. I love that.
And I really want to watch the Erica thing. I did watch half of the Housewives and the Hustler first half, and she does not come out good. She's literally in front of the victims and is acting like she's like, yeah, I did watch the first season or the first whatever episode of the Housewife and the Hustler. And then they're like, do you know who we are? And she's like, no. And they're like, do you know what's like, basically like, do you know what's going on?
Research.
She's like, refresh my memory. I'm like, you are looking like, they see you next Tuesday.
I mean,
she just never showed empathy. And I don't.
Well, she had to learn it from her therapist, Mary.
I know. But I want to finish the rest of the house.
Yeah, I was going to start that the other day because, you know, I've been like homesick here. And so I was like, oh, I'm going to start the Housewife and the Hustler so I can talk about it. But then it was like, I saw that feud, Capote versus the Swans is also on Hulu right now. Mm-hmm. And I went that direction.
Okay. Do you recommend?
The first episode was a little tough to get into, but I think that there's promise there. I mean, the cast is like amazing.
Right.
You've got a Diane Lane. You've got a Naomi Watts. You've got a Chloe Sevigny. Demi Moore. You've got Demi Moore in it. Like there is like Calista Flockhart has shown up in episode 2. It's like, these are the women. Okay. and I'm here for it. So I'm going to watch that still.
Okay.
And then I'll watch The Housewives. I got a lot that I can watch, you know. Obviously, it's like The Traitors is later tonight.
Oh, cannot wait.
Oh, man. I mean, you're going to obviously watch it tonight. It's like, who cares about packing? It's about The Traitors.
I feel like I'm
who's going to be packing their bags on that show?
I feel like I'm going to have like 4 hours to pack tomorrow, you know. And it really, packing takes you like, what, 45 minutes? Just bathing suits.
If you're you, maybe me, I'm like, let me start on Monday, start laying my outfits out, and they're never good. And then, you know, I get stressed about packing. Although, are you somebody like, they travel a lot for work, I have my toiletry kit. So there's like things that I already have sitting ready for, like, I don't have to pack those. I just toss those in. So I have like sets of two. You're not like that.
No, definitely not like that.
Okay. Oh, Siri. You're not.
It's easier to go on a beach vacay than a business trip.
Sure.
Or like if you're traveling for a wedding and need specific outfits. This is, I'm going on a beach vacay. I'm going to wear a bathing suit every day.
Now, are you going to wear any like white bathing suits, by the way?
Everyone's like, oh, did you get like cute honeymoon outfits? I'm like, I didn't even go shopping for this.
No, you're like, we are already married. The paper has been signed.
Yeah. I hope I have some bathing suits.
Oh, you're just going to go naked. Hi, is this an all-inclusive, no clothes place? Great. Shake them, baby.
A nude colony?
Sure. A nude beach. A colony. A beach. Whatever you want.
No, aren't there like nude places? I'm sure there are. Yeah, there definitely are.
Yeah.
I don't think this is. I don't.
I'm just not sure where you're going. I thought maybe you said bathing suits and then you winked.
No, I mean, I hope I have. I you know how you just haven't checked in on your bathing suit since like August,
right? And they could have.
Sure, they're still there.
Yeah, I can't imagine they've gone anywhere. But you did move a lot of stuff in your house.
Anyways, I hope they're there and I find them tonight or tomorrow.
Best of luck.
You guys, we talked a long time on Tuesday about Larsa and Marcus.
They really fucked with us, didn't they?
And they were at the flower shop yesterday on Valentine's Day. Like, they're back.
She's walking around with a big rock on her hand now.
I almost felt like, is this just all PR? I mean, did they get together for PR and to get talked about? And then she kind of was into him, and then they really did start a relationship. And are they just fucking with us? What do you think?
Perhaps.
They're definitely screwing with us.
I don't understand the life of celebrity or adjacent to celebrity. I don't understand it. I don't know why people do what they do. And I just have to say, it's embarrassing, though, for them. And let me tell you why.
Okay.
You don't put this relationship as your storyline for the season. I mean, Marcus goes to away for a trip for 3 days and we throw him a going away party or a coming home party, whatever it is. You don't make this your storyline. And then on Super Bowl Sunday, which again, if you don't watch the game, this was a great distraction, but then you do the weird thing. Like, I'm sorry, Larsa, you're 50. Is she 50? Ask Michael how old he thinks Larsa is. But I'm saying like, the whole like unfollowing, like Instagram is like so funny to me about like unfollowing your exes and doing this. So then you do that and then you're like, just kidding. It's embarrassing.
To become friends again. Well, I guess you don't have to accept them because they're all public.
Like, I'm just saying for them, like you put it on a public stage and then you like do that shit. And then you're like, we're done. Just kidding. We're back together. It's weird.
She also like deleted him, I think, off her Instagram page, yes, like all the photos.
She probably just archived it in case they got back together, you know?
Back let's
see.
Look.
Let's see if he's back on.
That will be, wow. That's just time.
I mean, it's just.
But then, okay, they're also in 2 weeks going to sit down with Andy for the Traitors reunion. So Larsa will just like, just got to a fight. Not a big deal.
He's not back on there. But you know what? Maybe he has to prove himself still. Or maybe she also thought, wow, this is embarrassing that I did that. It is.
What does Michael Jordan have to say about it?
No.
He was joking. Do you hear him laughing?
He was laughing. I don't want to say his name because there's an NDA, and if I say his name, I'm going to get in trouble.
Do you think that's it?
There's something going on that she cannot say his name. She cannot talk about the Kardashians. Larsa is wrapped up in no's.
Yeah,
zero evidence. Again, I have no access to anything. It's just a vibe. I go off vibes. Speaking of vibes, I won't be able to make it, and we can't make it. I'm really sad, but the Crappies are this weekend. So if you are LA-based, go see our boys, watch What Crappens, and see them and their award show, The Crappies. It's so fun. It's literally one of my favorite events of the year, and I'm so sad that neither of us are going to be there. I feel like it's like, you know, you get to see all the people there that are in there.
Last year you went to it and Ariana was there, and then the scandal broke like
2 weeks 10 later.
Days later. Yeah.
Yeah, it was wild. So it's like, what will happen this year?
I don't know. That should be fun.
Speaking of Ariana, though, I saw that her Chicago is now getting 2 extra weeks back on, and I might have to go to New York for work. And I'm like, I have to go to this.
Absolutely.
Right? I know as soon as my friend Katie hears this, she's going to send me a text and say, what day are you coming? So, Katie, we will figure this out.
Bye.
But yeah. I'm like, if I go, we have to go see her. Like, we have to.
Absolutely.
We have to. Okay. I got to talk to you, though. I got to talk to you about this article that came out today on The Cut.
Please tell me everything.
Mostly because it's like Jen Shah adjacent, even though she's 0% involved. 0% involved, but just as very much it's a scam. So the title is of this article. It's on The Cut. I linked it on our Instagram. It's called "The Day I Put $50,000 in a Shoebox and Handed It to a Stranger. I Never Thought I Was the Kind of Person to Fall for a Scam." And the person is, her name is Charlotte Cowles, and she's The Cut's financial advice columnist.
Okay.
So basically what happens is she gets a phone call one day, Halloween. It was Halloween at 2 p.m. She gets a phone call from, it pops up as Amazon on her phone. And you know how like sometimes you'll get a call and it'll say it's from the place, even though you don't have that number saved.
Right.
And they ask her, you know, hey, did you make purchase for like $8,000 for a bunch of like Macs and iPads or whatever? Did you do that? She's like, no. And she looks on her Amazon account. She checks her account. She's like, no. They're like, oh, well, this is on your business Amazon account. She's like, what? I don't have one of those. And the lady's like, oh, this has been happening. Like, we've actually been working with someone from the FTC to like send these type of accounts. So like, would you be okay if we connected you? And she's like, sure. Again, she's a financial advice columnist.
This is exactly what happened with Andy Cohen.
What do you mean?
Andy Cohen, he got a lot of money taken from him.
What?
Yeah.
For what?
Like, they linked, he gave them all his information on the phone thinking it was like Wells Fargo.
Guys,
and it was
never
very real.
Never give your info when the call comes into you, even because this actually did happen to me. Wells Fargo called me. It was a phone number. I Googled the phone number and they're like, we're closing down your accounts, blah, 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 blah. And I said, okay. I'm like, well, I'm going to call you back. And he's like, do not call me back. You need to stay on the line. And I said, nah, I'm going to call you back. And then he called me a bitch and hung up on me. And yeah. So I called
Andy
Wells Fargo.
And then they were able to like, he gave them enough information and then they linked numbers for him. It was like, it's like a wild story. He talked about it on his
I don't listen to the Sirius. But okay, so I guess it's very similar then. So anyways, they connect her to this FTC person and then they like connect her to someone who quote unquote works at the CIA, and somehow they say, oh, we have the last four digits of your phone number, we have your like address, blah, blah, blah. So she's like, oh, I guess it's believable. And so then he even says, oh, you can look up this phone number and then I'll call you right back or something like that. And he calls her back and it's the phone number, whatever. The whole thing is, it's wild. So anyways, at some point, the guy somehow convinced, don't talk to your family, don't talk to your friends, don't talk to a lawyer or else we can't help you. And she's like, okay. He goes, but go down to your bank and get $50,000 in cash. So she does. The person at the bank gives her a piece of paper that says, don't fall for scams. Here are ways that scams could happen. She clearly ignores that piece of paper, puts the $50,000 in cash in a shoebox. And then the guy says, okay, well, I'll have someone come get come get the shoebox. So she, her husband comes home. He's like, what's going on? She's like, just wait. Like, goes and gives a random car a shoebox of $50,000.
And she goes, it could happen.
It's not. I'm saying it's a scam. Like, Jen, Shaw put her up to this. I'm thinking, like, 50. At one point, I thought this could be a scam. It's like, you think? Anyways, do you want to take a quick little break?
So I've been taking AG1 for about 2 years now, and I take it every single morning. I drink it on my way to work. It's literally one scoop, and it gives me energy, but also it keeps me very regular, if you know what I mean.
Could you explain a little more?
One scoop a day keeps the doctor away. Also, it helps me. So it says to only use 8 ounces of water. I do 16 and I just like chug that baby down. So I already got two glasses of water before I got to work. And literally it's 75 vitamins, minerals, prebiotics, probiotics. It just keeps you healthy. Like, I pack this on all my trips. I make Michael take it. It's a supplement I just trust. It provides me support that I need daily. And
you know what's nice about it too is, like, I started taking it at the beginning of the year to be like, I'm going to be healthier and, like, you know, keep myself, like, resolution wise. And it's the easiest resolution to keep because all you have to do is drink something. It's like, I'm so healthy.
Completely. But if you guys want to take ownership of your health, it starts with AG1. You can try AG1 and get a free 1 year supply of vitamin D3, K2, and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase exclusively at drinkag1.com/judgy. That's drinkag1.com/judgy. Check it out.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet Plush Care, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like, after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another, like, weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He, like, talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listen to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or Bike Plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us.
So I started using Dime Beauty at the end of last year. It is a simple skincare routine. I mean, who has time for that 10-step stuff? Dime is a clean, high-end skincare that is very affordable, and it really works. Dime did not sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. And when I mean clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. So I start with their gentle cleanser. It's kind of like a jelly form and smells like coconuts. Obsessed with it. Then after I wash my face, I use the TBT serum. Soaks right into your skin. And then during the day, I use their Dewy Day Cream. Obsessed.
obsessed with it. Melts into your skin. I finished mine in St. Lucia and was like so pissed off about it. And then at night, I have their restorative night cream and their TBT cream. This TB cream has been sold out. It's Dime's sold out retinol alternative, the TBT cream, and it's finally back in stock, so you can check that out. They have over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com, and love the skin you're in. I've been using Ouai products for years. It's O-U-A-I, and they just launched something new. It's the Anti-Frizz Cream. I have very thick, curly, unruly hair, so this is a perfect product for me. But I got to thinking about it, and it's like, if you have thin hair, thick hair, everybody has frizz. This is immediate frizz control, and it lasts up to 72 hours. And plus, it's a heat protector because I blow dry my hair. I also, I'll put the curling iron on it. I'll use the straightener, but it has heat protection up to 450 degrees. Also helps reduce and repair split ends while quenching dry hair with intense hydration. And according to Consumer Perception Study, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy. I know I am feeling that. So I will put in this with wet or dry hair. Then I love to apply my leave-in conditioner, you know. It detangles, hydrates, helps me brush out my hair. And I can't tell you about the smells of Ouai. Honestly, all their products smell delicious. I'm obsessed with this scent. It's the North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. It's just delicious. And then I usually will finish off after my blow dry with the hair gloss. Immediate shine helps treat damage and enhances color vibrancy. I just love all the Ouai products. I'm a Ouai girly, but be fizz free with Ouai. You can go to theouai.com, use promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's theouai.com, promo code TJG. You know, I can't recommend it enough.
Okay, so where do you want to go? Do you want to start Beverly Hills? Okay, let's go in like the chronological order of how it airs. Okay. Tell me your thoughts. We didn't talk about last week either. So we have like a little bit of last week, a little bit of this week for both franchises.
Okay. I am convinced that Sutton and Kyle had to film this stable scene. And this was like after that it got like announced of the divorce. I feel like Kyle is acting. Kyle's acting in this scene. And like she has a smirk on her face, a smile. Like her, of course, Sutton has to like talk about her divorce. And this is like an easy layup for Kyle to be like, oh, well, like me and Mo are going to therapy too. And like we've seen
I didn't get that multiple times
have to talk about
like she needs to
Why are we all of a sudden talking about Sutton's divorce and her relationship? And is it really because Christian is moving to a different country and he used to live down the street and she felt like she could call him all the time if she needed him? And yes, was she calling him all the time? And was she secretly sleeping with him? I literally this week I was like, why is she still so obsessed with Christian? It really feels that Ouai. I was Googling today, is he remarried?
She said they got divorced.
Holidays together. They got married in 2000. Got
divorced 6 or 7 years ago. She said, and I don't know
2016.
Why I felt it was, oh, so we're at 8 years almost now. But I felt like it was when she said that, I was like, oh, it's been a while. Time, I feel like it within COVID has really thrown me off of like how long things are anymore. But I'm like, oh, it's been a while. I don't think that was a pickup scene personally.
Was she baiting Kyle? Because no, she knows that something's going on with her. And remember at the dinner scene like weeks ago? She's like, well, tell us what's really happening with your marriage.
My one thing was that Kyle has made us endure all of these stupid hats that she's worn time and time again. And she finally goes to a stable with horses and doesn't wear a cowboy hat. Out of all the opportunities she's had, she wears it to a screening, but not to ride horses. I'm on board with the sleeping together one, though. I like that
theory.
Well,
and then I started thinking, like, I'm like, Sutton, okay, were you just like, did you see him all the time because he lived down the street? Or were you the type of parents that, like, didn't really have, like, a real, like, custody schedule that you kept to? It was like, if you're out of town, the kids will stay with me. Yeah. And, like, when I'm out of town for work, they can stay with you. And you're, like, really flexible. Are you guys doing holidays together? Were you helping each other out?
Because they were still together? Like, how long? I know that this is all easily Googleable, and I'm just not going to, and I should have the answers, but, like, how long have they been in LA for? Were they married while they were in LA and got divorced while they were in LA?
I'm not sure about that.
Like, was he here for the job, or did, like, one move and the other followed? I just have a lot of questions. Here's another question I have, too. Mm-hmm. And this goes back to last week, because that when they were still in Spain and they were doing their flamenco dancing, Sutton is the dancer, right? She's a ballet star, whatever. Yet we continue to focus on Erica's dancing. Why haven't we seen Sutton dance more?
I don't really feel like she has rhythm.
But she's a ballerina.
I know.
I mean, I'm just thinking, like, she's a ballerina and we should be focusing there. We're talking about Merce in a purse.
Also, Sutton's so rich, she didn't even recognize her own horse.
She didn't. Oh, no, that's not him.
Oh, I guess he has white hair.
Well, that's, you know, I feel like she did buy him while she was drunk online. So, like, maybe she just, you know, it was a little confusing.
I feel like this week, at least, she was admitting, like, she's like, I love vodka, okay? She was basically afraid at this diamonds and champagne party. They were not going to have vodka.
Or Bell champagne.
Literally CVS. You can get that at CVS, guys. Walgreens, Safeway. Wherever Andre's is sold.
Andre's cooks. Andre's brought me back.
Cooks, yeah.
I mean, it brought me back to college when we would spring for Corbell. We're like, we're going to go buy the $8 bottle. It's a formal. It's a big thing.
I did. No, but I was laughing about the Corbell, but I think two things were going on here. Sutton was afraid there wasn't going to be vodka, and she loves her vodka. And why was she pouring it herself if they had two people standing outside with champagne? You know, but then I also
bar in there.
I also did feel bad for Anne Marie because this was a beautiful event. She had the ice sculpture. She had crab.
What did I tell you about that ice sculpture? Okay, so Denise Richards throws a barbecue with a diamond ice sculpture. She gets called a ragamuffin and made fun of Kyle. Anne Marie puts a diamond ice sculpture and she says nothing. Wow! Times changed.
It was a very nice party. It was kind of funny.
It was really pretty.
They really went hard on the Corbell.
I thought it was really
two,
cool.
Not one, two people outside serving you champagne.
And
as
they
you
couldn't even
in.
Balance it on the tray. Erica shows up and one's on the ground broken. Come on, guys, one job. You're not even a tray passer. You're a tray holder.
I know. What did you think about?
I give him an 8.5 out of 10.
Same with her husband.
His pod has gone off the rails already.
It's fine. What did you think about Sutton's date?
I like Steve.
They were such a good-looking couple. I mean,
the Surly Goat, I have to have you know, is this little dive bar on Santa Monica. And it's wild to me. I am fascinated by Sutton. I want
a
spinoff.
Lookout. She goes to the Lookout. She loves karaoke.
I know.
She is a bar rat.
And I'm obsessed with Sutton. Like, I want more episodes about her life. Like, I want a spinoff with Garcelle. I want a spinoff with Avi and just, like, the house manager of it all. Like, Sutton is fascinating to me. Her life previously of the show, like, with Merce and Trevor. It's like, give me that man on my screen. I'm obsessed with Sutton. Do you think that Kyle is pissed that Sutton is the queen of Beverly Hills? There, I said it. I said it. She's unequivocally the new queen of Beverly Hills.
I feel like in a lot of ways, and when we are with Kyle and Mo at the bar, I feel like I finally understood the relationship. That he is doing his same thing, but she's not, you know? And they're both lack communication and they're conflict avoidant.
But
and
therapy
I think
is fun. It's so fun.
I'd use a different adjective, but I basically it's like she grew and he doesn't like that.
It's not that she grew, but she was on a straight path here and she went left.
Yeah.
Like things change.
She,
I don't think
she
it's
doesn't need to be like the mom like that she was. Her kids are much older. I mean, he says they're empty nesters. Once again, all the kids live in the fucking house.
But why does she keep acting too, though, that she like didn't have a life outside of Mo? It's like you've been on a successful TV show for 14 years.
Like, but I think she like,
and she's like, and I don't want to shop. It's like, all you want to do is shop.
But I think she did. She was like the good wife, like went to all of his events, took care of the kids. And now she's like, I don't have to take care of the kids anymore. They're taken care of. And I don't have to go to your events anymore. I don't even have fun with them. I'm not even going to drink it. Like, I don't want to do that anymore.
I guess for me, it's just, I think, like, Mo comes into these scenes being like, this is going to be a great scene. We're filming together. We're talking about our problems and being so real. And then Kyle, like, just decimates him in an interview where he's not there and is just like, I fucking hate this guy.
Her body language towards him, like, he grabs her arm. Pick. Yes.
Like, I mean, him, he can't even pour a non-alcoholic beer correctly. She gets like livid about it, but then she's on a bus in Spain being like, I don't know what I signed. Mo does everything. It's like, hey, Teresa,
I know
it doesn't work out well when you pretend to be dumb. You can't be smart and stupid at the same time. Thank you, Bethany Frankel.
Don't get me started on her.
These meds are really making me crazy today.
Don't get me started on Bethany, because
what work has she done, by the way? Her face looks really good right now. I think she's also got like a new Olay. She's made the top of the line Olay.
It's all her CVS Walgreens items that she tries on. That's what makes her face the way it is. Like, Bethany, you have lasers, okay? Your skin is flawless. You don't have a wrinkle.
This is oil of Olay. Thank you very much.
You're glowing, but you don't eat either, you know?
You guys, every time like I watch an episode on Peacock, it keeps serving me Bethany Ever After. Like, yes. When she's giving birth to Bryn. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I can't. We've already watched this for Patreon. Stop torturing me. This is torture. But I also miss the fact that Bryn is named after Jason's brother who passed away. Did you know that?
I literally have told you that a million times.
I am a 10-second Tom. I was like, is this new information or am I just stupid? /both.
No. I mean, she literally showed us last week how to make a salad. She doesn't actually cook, you know?
But I thought she was a cook, not a chef.
She doesn't cook. She'll be like, so just take this bag of cabbage, put some, she's like, oh, skinny girl dressings. They fly off the shelves. These things are fire. They make me so much money. It's like, that's literally her ad. It's just crazy. It's crazy.
She's an ad for her.
With marshmallows. I mean, cottage cheese, scrambled eggs, and tuna wraps. That's all she eats. Those are the five things.
I do love
I need to stop talking about her. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry.
I do love a tuna wrap. I'm really into my tuna salad now. I got some spring roll, like some rice paper, and I'm using that. And then I'm like ripping up some seaweed and putting that in there. I am Bethany Frankel. I keep being like, what are innovative ways to have the tuna? And I just keep finding seaweed. I'm Bethany. Maybe I know it all. Back to Beverly Hills.
Okay, obsessed with Garcelle and her sons again. I was a little bit confused about like the GoFundMe. I know it's like for a bullying campaign, but who's the money going to? The people that work at the campaign to like keep on educating people about cyberbullying?
That's a great question, and I'm going to be honest. I'm not going to find that answer. I'm going to wait for someone else to tell us.
Her boys are really the true stars. Their maturity level is unreal. I feel like she's letting them rise to the occasion. What a good mom, realizing that she has to parent her kids two separate ways. Let them take over.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the nice thing is, like, I feel like as a parent, maybe like the fact that you can like track cell phones, I feel like is like such a great way of like taking a breath kind of thing of like, okay, have your independence. I will also be watching your every move.
Right.
I want to talk about the forgiveness ceremony from last week, because I think that kind of talks a little bit about Erica this week. But the forgiveness ceremony, first off, her spreading those ashes all over Garcelle just gave me such vibes of when Sonia Morgan and Milou's ashes went all over the New York ladies. But I really liked the ceremony, and I thought everyone had a moment.
It was genuine.
It was genuine. And I felt it brought the group together. And there's this weird, I'm telling you, the dynamic without Lisa Rinna is killing it this season. Like there's
breath of fresh air.
There's just so much more of these women being vulnerable, whether we like their vulnerability or not. But it's like, you know, Kyle wanting to let go of like what happened with like Lorene, Sutton saying goodbye to like the three men in her life of like her ex, her dad, and Merce. You know, Garcelle talking about her abandonment issues, Crystal letting go of her brother, Dorit and her PTSD, Anne Marie, she's not as tough as she seems. And then there's Erica. And Erica wants apologies. She's letting go, but she wants the fucking apologies for not believing her about the earrings. Get over the earrings.
So I loved this little zinger, like the way she executed it. She's like, I was pretty obsessed with it. I mean, she's okay, like, I'm so angry towards these women. Like they made my situation so much worse than it had to be. And I was against Erica. I was totally like a Sutton. I mean, I had lots of questions. And really, it's that she lacked empathy. And she still does in Housewife and Hustlers. I don't even know why she sat down with those people. She looks like an idiot.
I think for me, it needed to be like, Erica wants to be the victim. And it's like, Erica, you are partially a victim in this stuff. I don't believe that you knew everything that Tom was doing. Like, I understand.
Well, that's been proven, Courtney, by the law, the courts, the system.
So, well, I'm not the Bravo docket. I don't know what it means, but it's like, for me, it's like, Erica, all you had to say is just the way, if you went about it being like, not even about the earrings, if you just said like, hey, I wanted to let you guys know. And like, it really did hurt my feelings. Like, she comes out so like attacking almost where it's like, even Crystal says like, you know, I'm sorry if I caused you pain. And Erica's like, it's so nice for Crystal to admit her fault in the whole thing. Like she just said, she was just being empathetic. You clearly still don't know what that is. But she's being empathetic to your situation to say, hey, sorry if I added on to that. I don't think that their opinions needed to change in any way. And I love that Garcelle held steadfast and said, yeah, look, I had an opinion and it wasn't changing. Sorry.
Okay, I appreciated her saying that. Garcelle was like, I'm sticking to that forever. I do think Sutton did. She kept going when the flashbacks. I was like, yeah, she kind of needs to apologize a little bit. And she does. She says, you know, I apologize for hurting you and blaming you. I am really invested in this Erica journey. It's too bad that we know her show wasn't successful and they were selling for $1 in Las Vegas. Thanks, Sutton, for telling everyone that.
Oh my gosh, she talks about that on the after show this week too. And she's like, I can't. And like she and Kyle are just both like, I can't believe she'd go that low. And Erica's like, I invited her to my show. And I was like, did we miss that invitation? Because I'm pretty sure that Sutton was hinting for the invitation last week.
Oh, so we're never even going to get to see. Oh, then that's how they're going to go in.
That's the special.
And then we'll see the women at it.
Only women that went, I believe it was like Kyle, Teddy, and Lisa Rinna. Maybe Dorit.
You're right.
Which means we're going to be seeing potentially Teddy and Lisa Rinna. Interesting.
I don't think they'll show Teddy.
I don't think that they're going to show. I don't know if they'll even show any of them. Will this just be Erica? Right.
Probably. And yeah, because Lisa Rinna, I don't know. I did. And then, of course, Dorit has to say, like, actually, Dorit's confessionals have been killing it. You know, she's like, she had no empathy. Like, we couldn't even talk to her about it. You know, that was the real problem. But we supported her blindly, you know.
Yeah.
And same, Kyle's like, I never doubted that you did anything. I literally told everyone that, you know.
It's like, not my fault that PK said, not the brain, do the ankle. But can we talk about PK and Dorit? It's like, this is wild to me. PK, and she's like, it's Mother's Day. First off, again, another Mother's Day brunch. It's like, we had it on Miami. We had it on Potomac. There was a Mother's Day. Here in Beverly Hills, we have a Mother's Day. It's like, okay. And did you also find it really interesting, too, the parallels of Nicole and how she handled when Gertie got sick, and then Anne-Marie, how she handled Crystal when she got sick. I feel like Anne-Marie was lucky those were two different weeks that happened of airing.
Yeah, Anne-Marie did not look good. She was scaring her. She could have a stroke, guys. Don't tell her that.
So PK's been in London. He's there for 12 days, and she's like, well, you know, PK, it's Mother's Day. You're not my mother. And it's like not a big deal in England. It's like, maybe not on that specific day because it's a different day in England, but I would assume it's still a big deal.
He's also at the same time like, I'm trying to make you money because you spend it like...
You don't need the Chanel phone case.
Okay, let's like talk about the outfits of okay. Diamonds and Champagne Brunch. So Kyle is in all white, chic. I liked her hair, just like super straight.
A white suit, basically.
No, I feel like it was like it was more cash.
It was like a casual suit. There was like a white button up.
Oh, okay. Garcelle was in an orange suit.
Okay.
Anne Marie was like in a sherbet, like a light orange dress.
I liked her dress.
That was like her best look so far.
Yeah, I agree.
Sutton was pre-gaming alone in a halter top floral dress.
At one point,
really
they had
needed that handrail.
At one point, they censored her boob.
I mean, I know she doesn't drink wine. I really do think she was scared that vodka wasn't going to be there. Also, when she says, should I call Christian and ask him to pay for the jewelry? That's what really led me on to the, is she still sleeping with him? You know?
Interesting.
She's so sad about this move. I mean, who calls her ex-husband for jewelry?
I mean, if I had that relationship with an ex-husband, I would love that.
I know. I would love Erica it. Erica is,
I like hers too. It's a tweed
exclusively
blazer.
Wears pink now. Because she has to like recycle things because she doesn't.
She's a little girl. She's a little girl.
Housewife and the Hustler. Someone gave her $150,000 to like get away from Tom.
Who was the Vegas casino guy?
No, this man that's in the dock.
He just said, "Here's $150,000. Get away."
Help her. And then like someone else has helped her a ton.
Is that why she's getting blowjobs every day for diamonds?
I think just for her rent.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that was mean. Okay, Crystal, I really liked her. She's wearing her bangs, the hair.
Love this look up. Look on her.
Red. It's, I couldn't tell if it was red or orange. It was
It felt more like red to me. It was like kind of like an eyelet dress.
And then Dorit's and Chanel. It's so obnoxious and so out. She's basically wearing pajamas and like half up, half down with a braid in her hair. It was a miss for me.
I also have a question too. So in like one of those like split scenes where she's playing catch because the dad's not home. That's mean. That was a joke. I'm sorry. I take it back. Oh God, I'll edit this out. She's playing catch with Jagger and Fifi, and she's like tossing it. But before that, they show this like chalkboard sign. Like I felt like it was like a gathering of some sort that they didn't even show any more than just a quick catch scene. And it made me think of, remember this scene? Was it this season or last season where it was just like Erica and her at a tea party randomly in a park in Beverly Hills?
It was this year. Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I felt like it was like that same kind of thing where I'm like, what is this extravagant event that we're getting 10 seconds of?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. Well, also, it's just like, you need to be a little bit more authentic. Like, we know you're not bringing all that shit to go to the park.
Also, okay? I found a tell of Dorit's.
Oh, tell me.
And when you see old episodes, Dorit loves... She loves a mint. Loves a mint and loves a mint so she doesn't have to answer questions. And it'll be, and she has this like mouth pose. I don't know, you guys. I don't know what it is. She does this mouth pose when she has a mint in her mouth where it's like.
Okay. Got it.
What the hell is these things? It's happening to me.
Moving on. So Crystal and Anne Marie, they were able to move forward. And Erica, we end the day with Erica crying. And it didn't have to be this way. And, you know, she's just happy now with everything and she appreciates it. It's like all the women are going to end on a good foot with each other. And we're going to get a season finale. But overall, I've had a great time this season. I just am disappointed that Kyle lied about her marriage.
Like first off, we've also been waiting for all of these scenes till next week where it's like the sit down with the family, but then we're going to have the white party. So it's like, is it going to be like the white party? Then it's going to be like 2 weeks later.
I think so. We were lied to all season.
It just feels, you know,
like when was this bar scene taking place? You know,
what bar scene?
With the non-alcoholic beer and
in the red house, wine. Sorry. Yes.
You know, I just feel like we're seeing some acting, guys. I'm on to them.
I mean, I want to watch and I want to dissect every single detail. Right?
Well, I mean, we're getting her body language, though.
But I'm like, that's also true. It's like, also, like, we got like two scenes of Morgan. You're going to make us wait till next season? Fine. We will.
There is a part of me that feels like Kyle might. Maybe.
No. She'll never. Walk away. Never leave. You think she'll...
So next season, it's Kim, Kathy, Kyle?
100%. The sisters are back.
Okay.
The sisters
that's,
are back.
That's okay with me too.
And Kyle's got to be, Kyle's got to figure out which sister she wants to band with to make the other,
to take down the other one.
Exactly. Anything else about Beverly Hills?
No, loved it.
All right, let's take a quick break and we'll come back with Miami.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today. Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water, 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years, and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective. If you use the 1-week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, Courtney said she'd take a couple notes for me for Miami to help me, which was very appreciated.
Wait, I thought that I did a really good job.
You have two pages of notes.
I usually write like six.
Okay.
I got to tell you, there was like a time where I paused and I go, I am doing so well on notes. I'm doing so well. And then I paused it again. I go, what the hell? I still have 15 minutes. I've really gone over. Right.
We just need the scenes to trigger our brains.
Okay, then you do your scenes, okay? Jeez. I mean, I'm sorry.
Okay, where do you want to pick this up?
I want to talk a little bit about last week because I want
to deleted it.
No, I didn't. It's right there. Scroll down. Okay. It's literally what I just put it on its own page. Just, jeez. I want to talk about it last week because this gondola ride could be its own. I want every franchise to go on this gondola ride. And I want to see how
and
they
you,
all
you've
react.
Gone on it.
I have, but it's like, I mean, it was wild. We come back, we're at the Island of the Dolls. Because we got a bathroom break. Julia's having like a full breakdown. They're like, we got to get out of here. We got to get out of here. Like Marisol's cracking me up because she's saying, what are we going to tonight? A graveyard, guys? Like whatever. They get off the island finally. Then all of a sudden Gertie's sick because the altitude of Mexico City is actually very high. So it's like dehydration. She's thrown up in a bucket. Everyone's like, okay, let's be quiet. A mariachi band pulls up next to him, starts going. Everyone's like, stop. No, Lisa's like, this is so fun taking selfies.
It's so tone deaf.
Like it is so wild. Like everyone's like, okay, let's get, like they're all getting off. They finally get somewhere. They're all getting off. Marisol's like, let's get her a milkshake. That'll be helpful. It's like, no, don't give her dairy.
Someone that's barfing doesn't like, want a milkshake.
Lisa's like, guys, where's my lip gloss? It's like this whole
you couldn't write ride, this.
It was so insane to me and yet amazing. Like it could be its own standalone episode.
Absolutely. It like, kind it of be, was.
It could be a spin-off series for Bravo where you just ultimate girls trip and cycle them through.
Take them to the dolls.
Yeah, exactly. So I just wanted to talk about that.
Did you get off at the doll part? Or you just passed by it?
I'm going to be honest. There was some alcohol on ours, and I don't remember getting off on that, though.
You just passed by.
I would. I'm like claustrophobic, so it would really freak me out to go in a random little hut to go pee. That would freak me out.
Did you feel any energy when you passed by?
No. It wasn't. I didn't feel like it was as scary as, like, it's just like weird that you're like, what are all these dolls? You're like, oh, it's the Isle of the Dolls. I'm like, yeah, I guess that makes sense. Okay. And then we like went on our merry way.
It seemed natural after the tequila.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's like, that's what you come upon next.
Who am I to judge what happens on the river? It's
great.
It's not for me to question.
I get it.
Okay. You know? Then we had Adriana performing at the Gay Pride Parade.
That was a miss.
What? The crowd was like not into it.
I just didn't think it really hit. It was cute with the girls dancing in the front, though.
The feathers felt a little heavy.
I just don't think she could move.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it felt like like her wings were so heavy that I don't know that she could dance. But honestly, it did give me flashbacks of like the Victoria's Secret fashion show.
Oh, and I wanted are they bringing that back?
I don't
know. Are they bringing it back?
Maybe. But I just felt felt very like angel wings where I was like, just take the stage, honey. And you know what? Good for her.
Yeah.
I mean, that was the crowd for Beyonce.
It was like 200,000 people. So, yes, good for her.
I think it's awesome. I still think it's funny that Julia's tagline this year is about her singing.
Right. The opera was a big deal, though.
For two episodes. But the real thing that happened after, like, the gondola, I'd say, is that big. It was the big fight. And then it was also this fight between Lisa and Kiki that kept going into the night. What's going on with Lisa?
Lisa just cares about herself and her divorce and her settlement and how much money she's going to get. And if Lenny is going to pay for her to get the same exact house that Jody already has.
What the hell is going on with this? I was so confused
by
this.
What are the odds? So basically, they had the same architect and they're going to have the same layout and the same house.
So like the designer had put the plan on a website. Lenny saw the website, picked that one, and it happened to be what Jody was going to renovate his house to look like, but then didn't go through with it because of COVID?
Yeah. They just have good taste.
Does Jody work for Lenny? Is there a conspiracy here?
I wonder if Jody and Lenny have met.
Guys, Jody is like an anomaly to me. I don't understand. It's like, why?
How did they meet? You know, I was actually thinking about that.
I think they had said that they had met once, like long ago. And then he like found out that she was like divorcing and then he left his fiance.
Oh.
Remember we talked about this?
I do remember the fiance thing.
And I'm like, Jody, she doesn't like you. She's not even buying you something from Mexico City. She's going on Amazon and she's going to send you something.
I think she just really is delusional, you know? Like,
yeah.
And I feel like so much of her life, like she had to leave the house really young and she was in this like she's been in survival mode.
I don't think Lisa even
knows who Lisa is.
No, she does not. But her talking to Nicole about her family life was actually very interesting and I think is very telling of what her relationship is with Lenny. Like, her parents never officially divorced. They lived in the same house. They lived in different rooms. So I think in Lisa's mind, she was kind of like, isn't that what Lenny and I would do? Like, we don't have to divorce. We'll just live in the same house. We'll, like, do this whole thing. And now it's kind of like, that's, like, all she knows. And then she left her home because it was weird. So then she was taken care of by another guy in his family. Then she left that and went to the next guy. And then she met Lenny.
Right.
And she's just kind of always been, like, a kept woman.
Yes. And then it was really sad to see Nicole's dad because he's passed away. I thought they would have something, like, in loving memory or, like,
was a very strange convo, though. It was like, okay, first off, he brought in his girlfriend. She's like, here's some of my skin and hair line products.
Right.
She did have nice hair. And then the conversation about kids was interesting where he said, well, it'll be her or someone else. They're like, are you exclusive? He's like, why would you ask that? This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to, like, get married. Wasn't he married to her mom?
It was very confusing.
And then he's like, I track her period. I'm like, what? Is it with the aura ring? What? Like, I just like
this, she's like, legitimately the same age as this woman. That would be tough.
I'm just obsessed with Nicole. It was Grayson's birthday, and they did this insane birthday party for him. It's just like obviously over the top. Like Taylor Armstrong found shaking. It was more than $60,000, though. I'll tell you that.
Oh,
I was like, Anthony, you're so.
I was kind of sad. I thought about it. I was like, kind of sad that she had to go to this lunch alone and like Anthony didn't come. That kind of bothered me.
Why?
I just support.
It must have been an awkward
lunch for her.
It's almost like I think that she would rather her mom come. Yeah. And then I was wondering,
I thought she should have had someone else there.
I was like, did Lisa and Nicole take the private plane back from Mexico City?
Oh.
I wanted to know.
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
I don't tarnish the name of Anthony Lopez. I love him.
Do you think they'll actually walk down the aisle?
Yes.
I actually do. I think after it'll be, this baby girl.
But I think it's going to be very, like, it's not going to be over the top. Like, I could see it just being them in the backyard of their $44 million home.
No, I think it's going to be over the top. Do you remember the engagement party?
I do, but I just also kind of just see them being something casual and then them throwing like a reception party for another season.
That would be cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll let them know.
Okay.
Gertie can plan it.
Yeah.
Ugh, I feel so bad for Gertie on this trip. It's like the worst is when you're traveling somewhere and then you get really sick.
Yeah.
And then you're in like a different place. You're just like confined to this hotel room, which is like not your bed, not your space. Ugh,
no, nothing worse.
And you're like, just get me the hell home.
Yeah.
Okay. I wanted to also discuss, let's talk about this dinner. We've got dildos and a piñata.
I have seen this dildo situation too many times on Housewife. It's not funny. I don't think it's silly.
I was giggling when they were using the dildos to eat the cake as like a spoon. That
is okay.
That did make me laugh.
But it's just like we've seen this all before on Housewives. I don't like the gimmicky stuff.
So did you like the tequila tasting?
That was true. She really has spent $800,000 on this. And if she'd like to send me some to try, I would try.
That bottle is very Kendall Jenner 818 looking.
It kind of looks like an Amazon vase.
And then it was like also cracking me up too. She's like, so I asked my friend to design something for all the women. And he said, well, I could do three. So instead of all of you getting something, the two birthday girls will get something. Kiki and Julia, you get something. And then Alexia, because somehow we can't agree and you can't support me. And I worked really hard and I want you to support me. We all work really hard, Larsa. Let's cheers to everybody's successes. But then I was like, you know, Kiki is such a good friend, because then when they went to pickleball, Kiki was wearing the necklace.
I would take those diamonds and get it remade into something that I actually
do. You think they were real diamonds?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No way. That is a CZ all the way.
No. Then why? Well,
then that's where her $800,000 went to.
Why would Kiki wear that if it's fake?
Because Kiki's being a good friend. She said, "I'm a walking billboard."
Them calling her out in that pickleball, like they were like, "No, no, no. Let's play the clip in front of you," because he wasn't laughing. He was serious.
She was so mad.
What? No, I didn't see any video. What are you guys talking about? And then she, no. Yeah, he was laughing. No, Michael's fine. Don't talk about Michael.
Mm-hmm. Like, I'm telling you, there's something there.
The NDA thing is.
She's wrapped in some NDAs. I also, I've really been enjoying Alexia these past few episodes and her relationship.
Anything with Frankie.
I mean, I'm tearing up. Just the relationship that they have, and just like clearly the fear she has of like wanting him to be independent, but like not knowing if he can take care of himself. What happens when she's not there? And just like, I can only imagine, like, it must be so hard.
Yes. And she's doing all the right things, and she's a great mom.
She is. And I just love the lady was like, don't come up here next time, Alexia. Okay. Like, let him get up here.
Like, the whole entire point is to let go a little bit. We're going to get him to the place where he needs to be, but you have to like have a little bit more faith in us.
I love too. And she was like, and you're not allowed to have dinner when he gets a job. Like, you can't go to his work. She's like, why not? I need pastries. Like, it was so cute. And then when she was like finally leaving, they go over to him and he's like, I love you. Like, it's just, It warms my heart. I love it. What else? Anything else on Miami over here?
And then next week is also the season finale.
I hate this. I hate this for us.
So moving forward, we're going to have Vanderpump Rules, Summer House. Potomac still on?
Potomac is still on. It hasn't been on because of the Super Bowl. So
what Housewives are we going to have?
I think it's okay that we don't. I think it's okay that we have a little bit of a break. I told you, I think the problem was BravoCon happened. They front loaded all of these shows. It's like
It is interesting that we're getting like the two finales on the same night.
Yeah. And then Erica's special will happen.
Okay.
And then
Jersey's got to be coming out real soon.
Well, yeah, and I think we said, like, if Chanel Ayan is saying Dubai is in June, I assume that Jersey is going to be a similar time, maybe more like April, May.
Yeah.
And then what?
Orange County?
That's like filming now. I mean, like, we've just started filming there. I think we're going to have a bit of a lull. I'm okay. Truthfully, I'm okay with that.
Interesting.
I think we had so much going on. It'll be nice to take a breather. I mean, Summer House, Martha's Vineyard will come back. This is the time to start some of the spinoffs we've been talking about. Battle of the Network Stars. Let's get the challenge going. You know what? The next season of Traitors. Get it going.
That they filmed super fast.
Yeah. It's like
Traitors was already out. That was like 6 weeks ago filmed.
No.
I know. Yes. No. Because the Tres Amigas, they broke up basically when she came back from Scotland.
That was not 6 weeks. We're already in 6 weeks. No. This was right after like House of Villains, I'm pretty sure, had filmed because Johnny Bananas had to go there. And this has actually happened, I think, around September-ish because Lindsay Hubbard was originally supposed to be on it. And then obviously everything happened with her and Carl.
I don't know. Vicky told me something different on Watch What Happened on Jeff Lims.
Vicky told you something different.
Yes. True story.
Wait, no, the sentence, Vicky told me something different on Jeff Lewis.
On Jeff Lewis when I listened.
Okay, either way, I'm just saying, we can film some shit. You know, like, I feel like there's a quick turnaround on a lot of these things. It's like the Southern Hospitality finale is also this week. Oh, it's tonight. The reunion is next week. And they filmed that on, like, Monday of this week.
I heard they talk about Luann and Joe Bradley, and I think they might have hooked up.
Yeah, they're like, I'm 99% sure it happened.
Oh my God. Good for you, Lou.
I'm scared. Sorry, what will Danielle say? And again, guys, you gotta go watch.
But also, okay, they met on Watch What Happens Live, and Danielle was in the audience. So
there's a show on Peacock that's called Couple to Thruple, and maybe that's what they did.
Okay.
I'm also gonna be spending my weekend watching Love Island All Stars.
Oh.
And if you're I'm sick, so I have like some things that I have to get through, and I'm like very excited about the TV that I'm gonna catch up on.
I love this for you.
If anybody has any recommendations, let me know.
Slide in.
Also, I'm looking for movies. Yeah, slide on into those DMs. Slide on it and go read that cut article, because what the hell? It's truly wild.
It happened to Andy Cohen.
Mary.
Not a shoebox, though.
Mary, I want you to have the absolute best time on your honeymoon.
Thank you.
We will miss you so much here, but we are so happy that you're going to go celebrate your wedding, your marriage.
Thank you.
Loveliness. And with that, we'll see you in like 2 weeks.
Okay. Bye, guys.
Bye, everyone.